This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we do have some celebrity news, not some good news, unfortunately. We said goodbye to actor John Hurd. Many of us remember him as the very handsome dad in Home Alone. He was also the executive in Big. But John Hurd was only 72 years old, and we still don't have a lot of information on what happened, except he was found dead in his hotel in Palo Alto by a mate. He had been recovering in the hotel after a recent minor back surgery. And, you know, when we heard about this, we were like, oh, no. You know, and, you know, being 72, you know, he's still not, you know, a young chickadee. But from what we understand, he was in fairly good health. He lost his son, Max, about 6 months ago. Rumor has it it was to narcotics, but I can't confirm that. But with John Hurd, there's various reports out there that it might have been narcotics as well. And, again, nothing I could confirm or want to dive into yet. But it's a shame because if it was, you know, if that was the reason, then, you know, this is just happening all too often. And it doesn't have to be a movie star that has to have it happen to them. It is, you know, that maybe it's been so underreported all this time. You know, you'll hear people who died postoperatively. They'll have surgery, and then a few days later, they'll die. So as a doctor, I think of the biggies. You know, the biggie that happens postoperatively is you get pneumonia. You're in bed, you can't walk around, and pneumonia is a big risk for anybody that's had surgery. Because, you know, your lungs have to take big, deep breaths. And so when you're in pain, and when you're lying in bed and you can't move, you're taking much shallower breaths. So if you do get something that you breathe in, you don't breathe it right back out. So it has time to settle. We call it stasis, where it could just kind of sit there and you know, not move. Stasis is where you're kind of stuck in a line for hours. Okay, that's stasis. So whenever I hear that somebody passes, the first thing I think about is pneumonia. The second thing we think about is infection. Somebody dies a few days after having surgery. That's plenty of time for an infection. Usually infection can set in within, you know, 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours. So you worry about an infection. And then the other biggie is DVT, or a blood clot. Because you're not moving, you just had surgery, that's traumatizing, your blood forms a clot, the clot decides to move, and then it blocks a major artery to the heart, or to the brain, or to the lungs. And those are the big three, we think, after surgery. And I'm not saying either of those happened to John Hurd. We don't know why he died. All we know is that he was found, you know, dead by the maid, which concerns me because that makes me think he was there for a while. You know, maids aren't going to make a big deal the next day after your room. But, you know, so maybe he was there for a while. I don't know. But what should be number four, which isn't, and it's not talked about, but it should be, is then possible narcotic overdose or issues with narcotics. Because, you know, post-operatively, sounds like we're hearing this, not in Mr. Hurd's case, but in other cases where, you know, they had surgery, they had a severe surgery, they were in a lot of pain. And see, here's the thing also, okay? When you're in pain, you get a little loopy. And when you get loopy, you're not going to think straight. It's very easy to take more pills. It's very easy to forget the pill that you took. You know, so when I had surgery last December on the ventral hernia that I had, I know it sounds so lovely and delicate and, you know, but anyway, so. And my doctor sent me home You know, and I was really happy about that. I had my surgery on a Monday, and the Cowboys were playing that night. I forget who the Cowboys were playing. So I come home, I had taken a nap, and I was up for the game, and I was ready to go. And one of my friends, who's a coach at Bishop Gorman, will text me and we'll talk, you know, football. And I didn't realize, but I guess I fell asleep multiple times during the game, and I never texted him back. And I wrote him back the next day, and I go, well, this is crazy. You know, I was up, I had my surgery, I was ready to watch the game. I don't even remember falling asleep. I don't even remember not getting your text or not even answering you back. And so, you know, he was cool with it and stuff, but I was like, wait a second, I should have been more lucid. Well, I wasn't. Now, understandable, that was day one of the surgery, so yeah, the medications are still in my system. But imagine if I had decided to walk over and take more pain medicine. It could have been very easily for me to overdose, which is why whenever you have surgery, what we want you to do is make sure somebody else gives you your medication. Don't just give the person their whole bag and go, I'm going to come back in 2-3 hours. No, you stay with them. You check on them. You help them go to the bathroom. You be there if they vomit, because a lot of people will vomit because of the anesthesia and them trying to sip water. But, you know, very, very frightening stuff. There's a lot of debate on how old John Hurt was. You'll see it says 71 years old or 72. I was under the impression he was born March 7th, 1945, which makes him 72 years old. And his acting career, by the way, started on Broadway. He was actually on in an off-Broadway play back in 1974. I believe he was Emmy-nominated. His big screen career spanned over 4 decades. There are multiple projects that were in post-production. And so, you know, I've always been a fan. I thought he was a phenomenal actor. He was even in The Sopranos. And it's a shame to see somebody who had, quote, minor back surgery die. So, you know, can heart attacks happen? Can, you know, respiratory issues happen? Absolutely, any of those could happen. But the big three are usually blood clot, pneumonia, and infection. And so if none of those occurred, then you wonder what else could have happened. And so we'll keep you posted as soon as we hear more. We got a lot to talk about today. From what I understand, the healthcare bill is moving forward. From what I understand, they are going to move forward in the Senate with the health care bill that passed in the House and let the senators start putting amendments up. Okay? Well, that's a possibility. Parents of Charlie Gard, the British infant, are about to abandon the effort to prolong his life. And Johnny Depp is in the news for, quote, psychological issues, unquote. Don't worry, we'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Johnny Depp is hitting back at his former business managers because remember about a month ago, they had demanded in a lawsuit that Johnny Depp be evaluated for compulsive spending disorder. Apparently, back in March of 2016, Johnny Depp fired his management team at TMG, the management group, for fraud. They countersued, saying he overspent, and that's why he had financial troubles. And I guess in a Wall Street Journal interview, the actor had said, "It's my money. If I want to buy 15,000 cotton balls a day, it's my thing." So TMG cited the actor as having a, quote, clear and epic sense of entitlement. So the firm said they did everything possible to protect Depp from his own irresponsible and profligate spending. he would spend tens of millions of dollars to improve his real estate holdings, salaries for his staff, employ sound crews, collect bottles of wine, and security fees, which to you and I mean, we don't make a lot of money, but we figured if somebody was rich, that's kind of one of the things they would do. So I thought it was pretty commonplace for celebrities, etc. But this term compulsive spending disorder, let me just quickly review what that is. Johnny Depp wants stricken from the record, all right? He actually wants 100 paragraphs of allegations stricken from the record. So what is compulsive spending disorder? Well, compulsive spending disorder is actually termed compulsive buying disorder. And it was first described in the early 20th century where a person would spend to the point where they were left in debt. Then it was classified, even though it was debated at first, and finally put in a personality disorder classification. So it's basically called oniomania, where one buys impulsively and excessively to the point that it leaves them in financial hardship. But even if they have financial issues, they still make purchases. Just like somebody gambling. Even though they don't have the money to gamble, they still do. And so, you know, some of these personality disorders, they go hand in hand. I'm not saying he's a gambler, but, you know, you see a lot of similarities with other disorders out there. If somebody has compulsive buying disorder, I'm not saying Johnny Depp does. Now, you and I might have used the term shopaholic to describe those addicted to shopping. But compulsive buying not only means, okay, well, they're a shopaholic, but it implies that you have a lack of sense of financial ruin that can ensue. So you may have a group of girls going, yeah, we're shopaholics, and they go to the mall, and they're using the parents' credit card. The parents are fine because they're rich. That's not a compulsive buying disorder. A compulsive buying disorder is where you know you don't have the money, or you will be completely ruined, and you have no problem buying those cotton balls or toilet paper or whatever. So this spending, we believe, is a psychological need that you're trying to satisfy that never gets fulfilled. We sometimes see this in people with bipolar and mania, you know, with manic depression or bipolar disorder. Some people will have excessive spending. Sometimes we see people with compulsive disorder also gamble, eat, use substance use, have mood disorders, etc. We could treat it with therapy. We could treat it with Paxil and Prozac and Zoloft and SSRIs, which are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They also seem to work really well with obsessive compulsive disorder. So we treat them very similarly. But anyway, so that's compulsive spending disorder. Now, Johnny Depp is demanding that any of these allegations be stricken from their $25 million legal battle. Court documents obtained by Daily Mail reveal the Hollywood star has accused these two, the duo at TMG, Joel and Robert Mandel, of disclosing information they learned while working with him, only to use it against him in a vicious attack to ruin his reputation. He accuses his former advisors of adding irrelevant and improper statements to their response, which he believes constitutes inflammatory material. Now, he's 54 years old, and he has filed a multi-million dollar fraud lawsuit against his business managers that we talked about. He fired them back in 2016 for financial misconduct. He paid the firm $28 million in fees for legal, business, tax, and accounting services for close to 20 years. Wow, he accuses them of negligence, fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, and failing to pay his taxes on time, resulting in $5.6 million in federal tax penalties and interest. Are you guys, like, overwhelmed by all this money? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, first of all, I don't know about what these celebrities do, but I would never put somebody in charge of my taxes. Now, I understand we have accountants, et cetera, but what I, you know, we have somebody help us file for hours. But we watch it go in the mail. Okay, he gives it to us to put in the mail. And I oversee the numbers, and I go, okay, this looks right, this looks right, this looks right. You know, I could just never imagine handing that to somebody else and hoping they do that correctly. Because they could always claim, nah, you said you want to pay less taxes. You know, and it's you, you're the one that the government goes after, not the management company. So Johnny Depp claims that they loaned $10 million of his money to third parties without permission and kept messy financial records. He also accused them of using his money to invest in businesses his managers had an interest in. The firm fired back, and apparently they say the Johnny Depp has 14 homes, an $18 million luxury lot, spends $30,000 a month on fancy wine,
Okay, well, here's the thing. All right, I don't know about rich people, but doesn't, like, George Clooney have two places in Lake Como? Now, if somebody had 14 places throughout the world, because, you know, when he, you know, films and does all his stuff, you know, you have one in Canada, you have one in New York, you have one in L.A., maybe you have one in Vegas. You know, I could see how that adds up. But George Clooney has two places in Lake Como? Now, that, to me, is a little excessive. Because, I mean, you know, Lake Como, I mean, you know, just go back to your first place. You know, are you really that far away across the lake where you can't go to that one home? But anyway, you know what? God, this is, they entertain us. They make money. This, it's a free country. They get to do whatever they want with their money. So from what we understand, TMG says that Johnny Depp still owes him $4.2 million. So what about this whole psychological issue of excessive spending? You know, okay, listen, all right, I don't know much about investing, and I don't know much about, you know, the rich life in terms of being a celebrity, but if I ever made it big, so let's say I do get that movie role where I get to play opposite Michael Fassbender, and we end up getting Academy Awards for the love scene, you know, as the best, you know, love scene ever. You know, I may make a big one day. And you guys are going to be like, oh, man, will you still do the Dr. Dahlia show? Yeah, I'll still do the Dr. Dahlia show if I ever make a big. But let's say I started to make money. Okay, what would I do with my money? The first thing I would do with my money is make sure, if I ever made, like, that much money, to hell with the kids. Now, the first thing I would do is make sure I would put it into something that would generate interest, okay? And I'm not talking about the regular bank, you know. I would probably start putting them into, I would start really diversifying. Yes, I know I need a financial advisor, but I would want to make sure that that money is turning into money. I would probably invest and invest it into something. I've always had a passion of owning a bar where I sing at the bar and I've just always wanted to own a bar. So I would probably want to do that. And that's not because of excessive spending. It's like, I think I could turn around and make a lot. I think I could really make a very successful bar. I think that's good. I would also put money into my own album. I would sing. Come on. Be nice. I'd use auto-tune. Okay, so I would sing. But because I had all this money, I'd use auto-tune. I'd make it sound good. I'd release the album. And hopefully the album would make some money. Now, somebody would say, wait a second, Dahlia, hold the phone. Okay, you're going to spend money on a bar, you're going to spend money on an album with your voice, you are excessively spending. And I'm like, no, I'm not. These are smart buys for me. I would definitely want a place in New York City. Oh, hell yeah. I'd probably want a place near the studio, right next to Michael Fassbender, just in case, you know, he wanted to, you know, practice our scenes. Yeah. Hey, this is my fantasy, not yours. And, yeah, if my kids needed books for college, I'd buy them some books. My mother, I would buy my mother a place. No, not because I'm good. I'd buy my mother a place far away. So she doesn't have to live near me. So I'd buy her a place, probably in New York. Go there, Mom. Love you. Bye-bye. And that's kind of how I'd break it down. So do I think Johnny Depp has some psychological spending issues? My answer to that is, who gives a heart and dude? You know, as long as he's paying his taxes, as long as he's doing charity, as long as he's still making good movies and he's a good person, that's fine. But I got to tell you, I don't know much about business partners and whatever, but if you're working for somebody that likes to overspend, you better have your ducks in a row. And if you have somebody managing your money, you better have your ducks in a row. But I always hear that managers and people with money fight and things, you know, I've been accosted by many managers, and I just don't know who to trust. Lucky for me, once they find out I don't have money, they like, see ya. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I am basically going into my second week of drinking coffee in the morning. How's the show sounding? How's the show sounding? Yeah? Really? Okay. That wasn't very nice. Okay. I heard some cuss words there. Listen. I'm very, very proud of myself trying to do coffee. I, you know what? I'm the one that told you guys that coffee's healthy and you live a longer life and the show sounds better. So you know what? Give it another week.
Okay, maybe my show will sound better. I wish people in Congress were drinking coffee, because I really don't know what the heck is going on with our whole health care plan. I was on WMAL with Michael Harrison this weekend. He had asked, who was Donald Trump's biggest enemy? Was it the Democrats? Was it the GOP? Was it the different factions of the GOP? Was it himself? I don't know what to say about what's going on with health care. The latest is the Senate parliamentarian said that them trying to pass this through the reconciliation process violates the Byrd's rule. And if some of you guys are confused about that, basically they can't pass a bill in the Senate without having 60 votes. And correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. However, for certain budget issues or urgent issues, they could do majority vote and get something passed with a 51 majority. Unless it violates certain rules and certain provisions. Well, this Better Care Reconciliation Act, or this Better Care Bill, yes, it keeps changing its name, all right? Supposedly, according to the Senate parliamentarian, violates the provisions allowing it to bypass the 60-member rule and only go with the 51 rule because it wants to defund Planned Parenthood and because of its other provisions. So even if the GOP senators had 52 votes, let's say, it couldn't go through. So this is a cluster. Now, from what we understand, is the GOP senators are going to just put it to a vote. They are going to just put it out there. So from what we understand, GOP leadership is going to be meeting behind closed doors for, I think, one last time before we hear if this is going to go forward or not. And the Byrd rule guidance, I guess, from the Senate parliamentarian kind of dropped a grenade Friday night on them because they couldn't, I guess, go through the whole, you know, let's bypass the 60-member vote rule. We'll see what happens in terms of this, but what are the plans? So, leadership needs at least 50 votes to advance this legislation. From what we understand, Senator Susan Collins, Rand Paul, are going to stop the bill from advancing. Senator John McCain is fighting primary glioblastoma multiforme, a primary brain tumor. From what we understand, he's doing well. He was on a hike with his daughter, with his son. You see him with a hat protecting his head from the sun, and he seemed to be very positive and smiling. He just had craniotomy, and he basically just had brain surgery. So I'm not expecting him back anytime soon, even though they said he would be back this week. He was only supposed to have a blood clot removed, which to me is still pretty significant, and then they found brain cancer. So Senator John McCain, Godspeed, is now battling one of the biggest battles of his life. He's a tough cookie, so hopefully he could fight this. So leadership can only afford to lose one member, according to CNN. And there's at minimum 6 and even up to 10 who are uncomfortable with moving forward at this point. So the prevailing consensus through the weekend was that a vote needs to be held, even if it's going to fall. They say it's time to put everyone on record. One senior GOP aide wrote, at this point, nothing's going to change until we do. And so, that was something I was thinking. I was like, look, let's move forward. We have tax reform. We have other budget issues that have to be done. Then, if all we're doing is spending time trying to appease everybody in the Senate, we're wasting a lot of time. And we got the August recess coming up. Just put it to a vote. Whoever fails, whoever passes, whoever whatever, there it is. Move on. Because we got another election coming. And then politics can do whatever it Darwinian decides to do. It's a shame, but it's nothing's moving forward, then fine. So what ends up happening? So from what we understand, Republicans were in the office of Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming. And they were there at the end of last week. And from what we understand, more conversations continued throughout the weekend, according to CNN. And they think that there are more than a few members and staffers who think the failed procedural vote may serve as a spark of sorts. All right? So apparently, they think that maybe because it won't pass anyway, there's going to be a little bit more push to come up with something that can pass. Hence, that may be a just simple repeal. So I'm dying to see what happens because this is really boring at this point and exhausting. And I think you and I are sick of hashing this out. But, you know, we have some major, major issues. So what is this quote-unquote procedural vote? This is how the vote would work. It would probably happen on Tuesday on the motion to proceed to the health pass health care bill. And if this procedural vote passes, then it goes on to debate and amendments to the House bill. Any senator can offer input. Senator leaders, I guess, continue negotiating behind the scenes. The amendment process could go on for hours into next morning with a vote on the final amendment and then passage likely later this week. If the procedural fails, they go back to the drawing board. Senators go back behind closed doors, keep negotiating with the goal of reaching an agreement on a replace plan. Or senators could just shift to tax reform. And then they would, of course, leave for the August recess. So what are all these whole bird, they call them bird droppings. Apparently there are 10 provisions in the bill that are central to a functioning marketplace, and the parliamentarian said they would likely run afoul of reconciliation rules that would require the 60 votes. So this Cruz amendment that allowed an insurance plan to come up with a non-ACA bill or a non-ACA plan that people could purchase, that probably wouldn't go through also. So this Better Care Reconciliation Act, which is now what it's called, you know, has a lot of issues. And I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum, and we're going to be done with the segment soon, but this is what I think they need to do, okay? And I'm sick of it. What I think they need to do is do whatever in terms of who's for it, who's against it, get them on record, let that go, and immediately, that next minute, start working on tax reform. What do the American people really care about right now? They care about their health care. But if we can move forward, let's move forward with something else that they do care about, which is the economy. And whether we get blamed, the GOP gets blamed for Obamacare failing, or the Democrats get blamed for Obamacare failing, I think people have made up their minds already with that. I you know, we need some help. We are going to be facing some major economic issues. We have too much commercial real estate out there. We have supermarkets and now, you know, possibly at high risk of, you know, losing their business to Amazon and Walmart and these companies now that want to take on groceries. We have, you know, big, huge anchors of strip malls that are losing to internet buying. And, you know, Black Friday, as we talked about, isn't as big a deal as it used to be. So once commercial real estate starts to fall, we see huge gluts, again, hurting the economy. We have many people moving out of their, especially baby boomers, moving out of their single-family residences, and we don't have enough millennials buying those. So if we don't have enough people to buy the homes that baby boomers are moving out of, that's a problem. And we have the automation taking over and displacing people's jobs. So we're going to be seeing some big things ahead. Maybe not this year, but in years to come. And I would like to see how our government is working on that and what economy-boosting things they can. Now, temporarily, a lot of people are relying on marijuana. Well, that's great, but I would not put all our hopes on pot, okay, because that could go to pot. So I'm hoping they get their poop together. We'll see what happens, but the sooner we get over this, the better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sal. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new study has found that calls to poison control centers in the U.S. after people were exposed to supplements rose nearly 50% between the year 2005 and 2012, and the majority of these were little kids being exposed to these supplements. Now, the report was published Friday in the Journal of Medical Toxicology, and it called for an increase in regulation by the FDA for certain supplements that were associated with high amounts of toxicity. Researchers combed through all calls that were made to poison control centers in the U.S. related to dietary supplemental exposure between 2000 and 2012, and also found that the majority of supplement exposures involved children 6 years old and under. According to Dr. Jennifer Ashen, ABC News Chief's Women's Health Correspondent, shared some tips on Good Morning America today to help keep your children safe from accidental exposure to dietary supplements, advising parents to treat supplements like prescription medicines and keep them far away from children. She said you should never assume that just because something is quote-unquote natural that it's safe. So most of us don't even know what the poison control center number is. That should be all over the house, on cupboards, etc., so older brother or older sister can call. And if you do suspect your child has accidentally ingested some supplements, do not try to induce vomiting or give them Epicac, syrup of Epicac, or anything like that. Call Poison Control Authority. Now, sometimes Poison Control will say, look, no, don't cause him to throw up, just watch him. You know, or do you take them into the hospital because something could happen in the next 4 hours or 6 hours, etc. But, you know, I would also suggest that for those of you that have marijuana edibles or, you know, use marijuana, etc., that's going to be a big thing where we're going to see a lot of accidental ingestion with kids. You know, with kids, they want to mimic parents. Now, I remember when I was little, I really wanted to drink coffee because that's what my mom and dad did. And at the time, I loved my mom and dad, you know. It was a good day, so I wanted to be like them. And I hated the taste of coffee. That tasted so bad. So if kids see you, you know, sprinkle, smoke, whatever, do whatever, they're going to want to mimic that. You know, maybe in their thinking, they want to be grown up and grown up now. So they see what you do, so that's what they want to do. Listen, if I, like an idiot, thought standing up to pee will turn me into a boy, anybody could do anything. And I understand I wasn't the smartest kid, but still. So you want to be really cognizant of that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it looks like a very, very sad case may be coming to a close. Parents of Charlie Gard, the British infant that's ill with a metabolism disorder, may abandon the effort to prolong his life. This case has drawn attention from Pope Francis and President Trump. They look like have given up their legal effort to artificially prolong his life. We aren't sure how they're going to take the baby off the ventilator, when that's going to happen. But, of course, the mom and dad are completely distraught. An American doctor came to visit. I'm not exactly sure what the American doctor's conclusions were, but from what we understand, the latest of the MRIs found that a lot of the damage was irreversible. And so the high court judge hearing the case, Nicholas Francis, praised the parents for their determination to help their son, saying no parent could have done more for their child. And right now, the only appropriate course was to let him die with dignity. Many in the courtroom were crying, and, you know, it was heartbreaking. I think it was very sick that people made death threats to the hospital. Are you kidding me? You know, the hospitals and medical centers can only do so much. The child had this rare genetic abnormality called mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome. He couldn't see, hear, swallow, or cry. There was some discussion that there might have been an experimental therapy. And so the parents wanted this therapy, and I don't blame them. You know, they're the only advocates for their child. But what they were able to do in England at this hospital was already exhausted. And unless the child went to America and tried this treatment, there really wasn't much they could do. And this treatment still hadn't really been proven. So an American doctor went out there to give an opinion, which I think was, you know, smart. Before we start transferring the baby overseas, away from other family and friends, et cetera, let us come out, give the opinion, and et cetera. Great Ormond Street Hospital has argued for months that letting the child die was the only humane course of action. The hospital won a series of court rulings allowing it to turn off life support for Charlie. And the hospital didn't want to do that, that's the problem. There was experimental therapy suggested by Dr. Michio Hirano, a neurologist at Columbia University Medical Center.
He held out the prospect that the treatment, known as nucleoside bypass therapy, might offer some chance of improving the child's ability to breathe. But he also acknowledged that Charlie had suffered significant brain damage. Apparently, the judge agreed recently to allow the doctor to be... Apparently, the doctor was initially known in courts as Dr. I, but it's Dr. Hirano. From what we understand, it was tested on mice and on 18 people with a gene mutation known as TK2. But it was never tried on somebody with Charlie's severe form of mitochondrial DNA depletion syndrome. That was caused by a different mutation, a gene called RRM2B. So last week, Dr. Hirano traveled to London to assess the child. Doctors conducted an electroencephalogram to look at electrical activity in the brain, and the consensus was that Charlie had suffered muscular atrophy and damage that would have been irreversible even with the experimental treatment. So for Charlie, it was too late. The damage had been done. And, you know, no one's to blame because, you know, by the time anybody knew what was going on, the damage, you know, unfortunately, the damage sets in. So, you know, the hospital has been under a lot of criticism. There's been rallies. There's been hospital employees have received death threats. And the parents had condemned the threats. You know, they said this is unproductive to continue. You know, we're going to have more and more of these unfortunate cases where you have somebody that for years would have succumbed to, you know, nature. And medicine is able to keep the child alive. And then the decision has to be made by the family to stop the intervention. And that's something that is very difficult for a family, which is why hospitals are so... Have you noticed how aggressive hospitals are now for you to have your advance directives and to have in writing what you want done if, God forbid, you have, you know, you're incapacitated? You know, even a simple ER visit, the hospital wants in writing every single thing you want done. Because they don't want a situation where if you don't have anything in writing, they have to do, you know, all hands on deck, full court press, and they have to make sure that you are on a ventilator. You know, they have to help your, you know, help you survive. But then once you are all, you know, hooked up, somebody has to make the decision on how long to keep you if your condition never improves. And so these ethical issues are something that hospitals really don't like having, doctors don't like making, and families don't like making. And so we always recommend that as an adult, you have your, you know, your ducks in a row. But when it comes to a kid, no parent is going to want to, you know, say, yeah, you know what, after a week or two or a couple months, throw in the towel. Oh, hell no. You know, I'm going to sit by my child's bedside for years if I have to, hoping and praying and waiting for an experimental therapy or something to come forward. And so it's not an easy case. We do have some good news. We have a girl with AIDS who is in remission. All right? A South African girl born with the AIDS virus has kept her infection suppressed for more than 8 years after stopping her anti-HIV medicines. This is more evidence that early treatment can cause a long remission. Her case was revealed today at an AIDS conference in Paris, where researchers also gave encouraging results from tests of shots every month or two instead of daily pills to treat HIV. So current treatments keep HIV under control, but you still have to take the medicine lifelong. So we only have one case of somebody being cured, but for the most part, people are in remission. So at least we can end with some good news. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security.
You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.